Hello, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Doc School for Cool. I'm answering a question of Daniel, who has a 8-year-old Havanese dog. And recently, his dog has been diagnosed with increased alkaline phosphatase, which is an enzyme that can be elevated due to either excessive adrenal function, administration of steroids, or liver conditions, sometimes diabetes, sometimes it may be a sign of inflammatory condition in the body. So it is not a very specific enzyme, but it is a sign that there is impaired bioflow in the liver, and it can happen due to many different conditions. Now, Daniel also mentioned that his dog has been suspected from Cushing's disease. So that is most likely the primary cause of the elevation. He has purchased canine adrenal support on our website, and he was wondering whether it is the right supplement. When it comes to Cushing's disease, it can be either primary, where the adrenal glands are affected, or it can be pituitary-related Cushing's disease. And pituitary gland is a gland in the brain, and I usually say that is the general for all the other glands. And if that gland is in dysfunction, it can overstimulate the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands would produce more steroids. And that's how we can see Cushing's disease symptoms and alk phos elevation. Now, when it comes to addressing your dog's condition, Daniel, I would recommend not only focusing on the adrenal glands, but also the whole body. The adrenal glands get affected for numerous different reasons, and we don't always know the cause. But what I've noticed is that many dogs with adrenal conditions are exposed to excessive stress. Sometimes they do not get the proper diet. They may be processed food. Also, their lumbar spine area, especially the L3, which is the third lumbar vertebra, can be congested, or there can be muscle spasm. And that particular area supplies the kidneys and also the adrenal glands. So looking at your dog's nutrition and spine is really, really important. Now, I do believe that the canine adrenal support is actually the right supplement, because sometimes when there's inflammation or overexertion of the adrenal glands, they need to be supported. And canine adrenal support is a very good supplement for that. It also prevents the immune system from creating and causing autoimmune damage. When there is an inflammation in the particular gland, the glandular supplements such as canine adrenal support protect the particular gland and nourish it at the same time. Now, obviously, the other very important parts are supplementing the right nutrients such as vitamins and minerals. And especially minerals are important in case of Cushing's disease, because dogs with Cushing's disease usually urinate more, and they flood out the minerals and nutrients. So it's going to be very important for you to check what your dog's mineral levels are. You can do hair tests. It is available on our website. And also supplement the essential supplements. So you're on the right track. Cushing's disease is not an easy disease to treat, and sometimes it may be combined, or the treatment may be combined with conventional treatment. Please let me know how your dog is doing, and thank you for listening, and thanks everyone else for joining us. This is Dog School for Cool with Dr. Peter Tobias, and I will be back soon. Take care.